A Double R Radio presentation.
Canadian Broadcasting Corporation presents The Immigrant by Alan Brown, being the adventures of A.B. Smith, Doctor of Science in Montreal, and starring Alan King as Dr. Smith. Part 1, The Brave New World.
Quiet!
Oh, I am exceedingly sorry for... It went... How do you say... Bang and reverberations, I'm exceedingly full of apologies.
Yeah, I heard it. It always does if you don't hold on to it.
I am understanding perfectly. It is exceedingly clear to my understanding. I'm 1,000 times sorrowful.
Yeah, well, what can I do for you?
This is fully licensed apartment flat establishment?
It is.
Oh, a merciful piece of excellent fortune. I saw the notice on the door. Oh, 1,001 apologies. I am unused to your temperate climate.
Okay. Now, what can I do for you, mister?
Doctor, if you please. Oh, that is if it does not offend your sense of democracy.
My what? Oh, sure. Now, what is it you want?
Oh, yes, I am remembering. I am seeking an apartment flat with a convenient location and all modern cons in the North American environment.
I have 26 apartments.
Oh, that is exceedingly affluent of you. Might I be allowed to peruse just one?
They're full.
Full? You're meaning every single one of them is entirely full.
Greg Stein? Are they all full?
What?
Are they all full, Greg Stein?
No, I found a clean one.
Oh, not the trash can, knucklehead, the apartment. Are they all full?
Oh, the rooms. Yeah, I guess so. No. Wait a minute. The snake charmer. Yeah, I saw him leave with his baskets this morning, real early. Hey, that's right. It was real early, and he looked kind of furtive.
You mean Sabu Glickstein? You mean that dirty serpent shystering soothsayer sneaked off? Why, he owes me.
He does, Mrs.
P? Oh, you know he does, Glickstein. He owes me plenty.
Well, I thought he was all paid up.
He was, Glickstein. He was all paid up till last September. Why, the low-down, sneaky, slimy...
Sneak, jammer, madam.
Who are you? Oh, you. Would you please stand up?
I am fully extended, madam.
You are? Oh, well. Say, do you keep pets? Snakes, dogs, cats, rats, mice, crocodiles, birds?
Birds? Oh, good Lord, heavens collapse. No, madam, I am thrice married.
You are? Where are they?
Have no fear, madam. They are in my land across the oceans awaiting my clarion call.
Oh, that's a relief. Well, now, let's see. Room 404, $30 in advance. Glickstein!
No, I'm right here, Mrs. P.
Glickstein, will you please not stand in my shadow? Now, Glickstein, take this. Show him the way. 404.
I must sign?
Oh, sure, here.
I am landed immigrant number 378956-4373, Doctor of Science, and I am about to start a new life in your new world. It is a momentous day, is it not?
What? Oh, yes. Well, let's hope not. Let's just have a nice, normal day.
I'm wondering, Mr. Glickstein, if you would be so considerate as to give me a helping hand just outside in the porch. Here. Just here, Mr. Glickstein.
A hand? Say, mister, you have to be kidding me. You don't need a hand. You need a crane. What have you got in those trunks? A herd of elephants?
Oh, no, indeed, Mr. Glickstein. That would be quite impossible. These are just a few of my personal belongings. I've come straight from the ocean liner, Mr. Glickstein.
Yeah, well, it sure must have been some ocean liner. There sure wasn't no room for anyone else's baggage.
On the contrary, Mr. Glickstein, I myself perceived at least two of my fellow passengers carrying bags as they alighted ashore, and I am knowing for an indisputable fact there were also two brand new automobiles on board also.
There were, huh? How do you know?
Oh, they are my own. They are my own. I purchased them duty-free with rupees in Amsterdam.
Yeah, well, about these trunks.
Yes, down to business, Mr. Glickstein. Perhaps we should transport them only one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. Well, you're right there, buddy. But who's going to help with the first one?
Oh, but I am beseeching, Mr. Glickstein. You are an extremely enormous big chap. Oh, yes, big chap. It is so admirable. Canadians are such tremendously muscular big chaps, just like the Patans.
The who? Oh, sure. But you're not so big, are you, yourself? Whatever happened to you?
Mr. Glickstein, I've always been like this ever since I was quite small.
Ever since? You mean you used to be smaller? Yeah, well, okay, yeah, right. Let's get a hold of this one, huh?
An excellent choice. That's quite right. Yes, quite right. Now, if you are being so kind as to be holding it exactly, there, that is exceedingly correct. Now, the label so clearly describes handle with extreme care Pakistani condiments. Ready? I'll take this in.
No. Okay. It's on the fourth. Oh, up on the fourth. Oh. Look, we can't carry this up to the fourth. No, sir. No, we'll do ourselves an injury. Sorry, buddy. No, sir. It's full. We're all full up.
Oh, but clearly, there is a room, Mr. Glickstein. Room 404, the snake charmer. Madam said this was so.
That was before she saw the freight. That was when she saw you.
Oh, no. I really must be insisting. Oh, yes. I am insisting I have deposited my funds in lieu of 1 week's residence, renewable on satisfactory service.
Listen to me, buddy. I'll get you rent back, you see. And look, here's $5. Now, there's a real cool little hotel around the corner. It's cozy, it's nice, and a cute lady, you see. and a big, big storeroom. Just the scene for you. Now, how about it?
It is a bribe, is it not? It is an offensive weapon? Oh, no, indeed, no. I am being committed to a fully licensed apartment flat establishment. I am too deeply in this thing. It is bigger than both of us.
But the cute lady.
No. I am having no temptations. I am thrice inextricably married. Come now, Mr. Glickstein, let us try again.
Well, you sure are persistent. I'll grant you that. What?
Quiet! Glickstein, is that you?
Oh, no. A thousand sorrows. I'm afraid it is I once more.
Oh, well, you sure make an awful lot of noise for a little fella. Oh! What is that?
That is... I don't know, Mrs. P., but there are three more like it outside. What kind of a nut is he, you reckon, Mrs. P.?
I don't know, but if I'd known Marco Polo and his caravan were checking in, I'd have put up the barricades. What's in the trucks?
Beats me, Mrs. P. Curry powder and rhinoceros horns, I guess. Say, maybe he's brought his harem. Very sexy, these Arabs.
Oh, be quiet, Glickstein. Harem? He's not an Arab, you skinhead. He's one of those Pakistani colored gentlemen. They're very nice people. Unusual, maybe. Eccentric, but very nice people.
Yeah, you mean like the snake charmer.
Why, that dirty... He was different. He was exceptional. Anyway, he wasn't Pakistani. He was from Bijimabab.
Yeah. There's got to be a difference. Well, I don't know. We seem to be getting an awful lot of foreigners in here lately. We sure get all kinds of people.
Glickstein, do you realize what you're saying? Do you remember your ancestors?
Now, Mrs. P., ain't that different? I mean, anyone can tell a good old Anglo-Saxon name from... what's he signed?
Here. A.B. Smith.
A.B. Smith? A.B. Smith!
Oh, yes, you are wanting...
No, Mr. Smith, nothing at all.
Dr. Smith, if it does not offend your sense of democracy, madam.
Of course, doctor. We were just saying how nice to have a Miss Dr. Smith in the establishment. Always lends an air of respectability, we always say, don't we, Glickstein? Glickstein, don't we?
Yes, very, very good, very good. I am so glad and delighted to meet your approval. It was my father's name, you know. He was an exceedingly respectable smith. A blacksmith, no less. Well, I must continue to go about my business.
Did you hear that, Mrs. P? His father was a blacksmith. A blacksmith.
Yeah, well, okay, Glickstein. Just put your head in the cooler and shut the door quietly. Oh, and before you do that, go fix the boiler. It's blowing soot down the sink again. Dear. Oh, good morning, Mrs. P. My, I had such an awful night. I dreamed and dreamed.
Well, that's not awful, Mrs. Smedley. Dreams are beautiful things.
Oh, no, Mrs. P. Oh, no. These were dreadful. These were nightmares.
Nightmares? Well, that's different. Nightmares are not dreams, Mrs. Smedley. Nightmares are nightmares.
Oh, yes, quite. You're absolutely right, Mrs. P. You're so clever. You hit it exactly. They were nightmares.
Yes. Well, what happened, Mrs. Smedley?
Well, I dreamed of serpents. Serpents everywhere. Mm. They were on my face. I felt them crawling all over me, under the clothes. Oh, it was awful, dreadful. They were on the walls, curled round the lampshade. Lampshade. That's strange. How did I know they were round the lampshade? Oh, I expect I saw them. Saw them? Oh, dear, Mrs. P., it does upset me so to start the day like this. Oh, I meant to ask... What's going on in 404? It's awful noisy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smedley. It's the new man. He came with a lot of baggage, and Glickstein gave him a hand. I guess it disturbed you.
Oh, no. I was just curious. I'd like to keep in touch with my neighbors. Mr. Sabu has gone.
This morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Whatever did he keep in those baskets, Mrs. P.?
Oh, I don't really know, Mrs. Smedley. Tools of his trade, I guess.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, I must be getting along. Goodbye, Mrs. P.
Happier dreams, Mrs. Smedley.
Oh, hello again, Mr. Bigstein.
You wanted me to move your bags.
I did. Oh, yes. How extremely forgetful of me. Yes, would you be so kind? Do come in, won't you?
Which one and where, Doc?
Oh, yes. This one, if you please. Please to transport diagonally to a vacant position beneath the window. Ready? there. That's extremely helpful of you, Mr. Glickstein. Thank you 1,000,000 times.
Okay, Doc. Here's the hammer. Say, what the heck is this on my hands?
Oh, dear. Never be minding. Do not let yourself be troubled unduly, Mr. Glickstein.
What is it? It won't come off. Well, come on, Doc. I can't go around with leprous hands.
Oh, do not let consternation invade your tranquility, Mr. Glickstein. There is remedy of the utmost simplicity. Oh, yes. It's quite infallible. Oh, yes.
So this stuff is all over my hands, so I say, how do I get it off? And he goes into something about ketchup and curry powder and crazy patter about randy crutches and gooseberry bushes. Mrs. P., can't I take you away from all this?
Ketchup and curry powder? Can you imagine what that must taste like?
Yeah, and you should see the room. He's got carpets hanging from the ceiling and candles burning all over the place and pig's heads nailed to the wall. It's a good job he's a midget or he'd suffocate. Say, you know, he moves around that place like a rabbit in a warren. I'll give him that. He's a pretty swift mover.
Glickstein, someone keeps knocking on my wall. Is it you?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, Miss Glassbody. I'm no wall knocker. You know that. I come straight on in through the door, Miss Glassbody.
You're right there, Glickstein. Usually when I'm undressing. I just thought you had another idea. Like the time you removed the lock from my door just to get both eyes on the keyhole? It took you 3 days to repair it.
Are you making a formal complaint, Miss Glassbody?
Oh, good heavens, no, Mrs. P. I wouldn't think of it after all this time. No, I just like to know the enemy's displacement on my flanks. Who's in 404 now, anyway?
Oh, a very respectable gentleman. Dr. Smith. He moved in this morning.
What happened to Sneaky the Snake Charmer? Did he get bitten to death?
No, he left. Suddenly.
Oh, that's a pity. He had possibilities.
What kind of possibilities, may I ask?
Oh, I don't know. He was kind of cute in a sneaky sort of a way. He used to drop a viper on the floor just as I came out of the bath. And then I'd lift my arms in alarm, and he'd snatch the towel and fling it over the snake. Well, he was very apologetic, mind you, but it got to be I had to wear my mink bikini in the bath. Mind you, it warmed the bathwater up a bit.
He must have been pretty cool, huh? Quite a sneaky old son of a bird watcher.
Yeah, well, don't get any ideas, Glickstein. I'm thinking of buying a mongoose. Anyway, so what's with this guy, Smith, Mrs. P?
Well, he's a scientist. He's an extremely intellectual gentleman. He has two cars.
Well, isn't that something? What does he scientificate?
Oh, deep things, Miss Glassbody. Things like, he investigates the mysteries of mankind.
Well, just so long as he stays away from the mysteries of women, I guess it's all right. I wish he'd stop banging on my wall, though. Every time he bangs, my whip falls down.
I wanted to ask you, Miss Glassbody, why do you keep a whip?
You're too young, Glickstein. Have another Hershey bar.
A thousand thanks, Mr. Glickstein. Here is your remarkable hammer. It was of inestimable value.
It was? Oh, sure, yeah. Thanks, Doc. Oh,
by the way, Mr. Glickstein, I heard strange gurgling sound in the sink. Is that North American custom?
No, it's just the boiler. We're having trouble down there. It just ain't heating the water properly.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What an excellent explanation. Now I am understanding. I am turning my tap to the on position in an anticlockwise revolution, and tea leaves are coming through. And I'm thinking to myself, my goodness me, oh, yes, instant tea, of which I've heard many famous stories in my homeland.
No, Doc, they're not tea leaves. They're smuts.
Smuts? Smuts? Oh, really? You mean just like in the books? What is it, Portnoy's compliment?
Yeah, that's about it, Doc, yeah.
And what about the juice of the orange that follows the tea leaves?
That's the rust from the pipes, Doc.
Hey, you're real cute. You're a scientist, Mr. Smith.
Oh, it is true, but Dr. Smith, if you please, madam, if he does not offend your sense of democracy.
If it... Why, no, of course not.
I do not believe I've had the ineffable pleasure of a formal introduction.
Miss Glassbody, Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith, Miss Glassbody.
It is my most supreme honor, Miss Glassberry.
Glass body.
Oh, thousand forgivenesses. I do beg your most humble pardon. I am seeing, of course, Miss Glassbody. Now, Mr. Glickstein, about your boiler. I am most specialized in matters of combustible sciences.
Do they have boilers where you come from, Doc?
Oh, indeed they do, Mr. Glickstein. Indeed they do. Very most sophisticated kind. Though to be absolutely voracious with you, and I always try to be, they are not the most essential of household accoutrements.
They're not.
Oh, no, Mr. Glickstein. You see, the climate does not necessitate it. We can turn the shower to the on position, and water will flow at a deliciously applicable warm temperature. Though, to be sure, only a trickle.
Well, if you think you can fix it, Doc, I'd be grateful.
Oui, indeed, of course, Mr. Glickstein. Pray lead the way.
Well, here she is, Doc.
She is? Where, Mr. Glickstein? Or should I say who?
No, the boiler. This is the boiler.
Oh, yes, I fully comprehend. You are not meaning she. This is merely a symbol of the great North American sexual revolution, is it not?
Yeah, well, it looks like she's overheating, Doc. Getting choked up somewhere. You see the valve here?
Oh, yes, I believe I do so perceive.
Well, it keeps getting blocked. The hole gets too small and whoosh! The air can't get out or in.
Ah, Mr. Glickstein, a problem of Mount Everest and Himalayan dimensions, I fear, Mr. Glickstein. What if we raise the ventilation flap a little? Thus...
For Pete's sake, Doc, take it easy. You'll send us both to heaven.
But you are Christian. Oh, a little prematurely for both of us, you are thinking, Mr. Glickstein.
No, I thought maybe if we got a new boiler, it might fix it.
Oh, dear me, Mr. Glickstein, an unnecessary extravagance. Oh, no. We must improvise and extract the maximum lifemanship from our magnificent scientific inventions. This we are used to doing in my homeland. No, Mr. Glickstein, there is too much wastage in the world. I am thinking of the starving millions of Asia.
The starving millions? Why? Would they eat boilers?
Oh, a symbol, Mr. Glickstein. Merely a symbol. Now, let me see. I do believe I am having the complete solution. I have unraveled the mystery of the mechanism. You see, it is exceedingly simple for an Eastern mystical mechanic, Mr. Glickstein.
Well, that's great, Doc. What are you going to do?
With this diminutive release outlet, it is being blocked. Now, one turn of the mechanical device switch and... Hey, presto, or sesame.
Glickstein, are you dead?
I think so, Mrs. P.
Where's Dr. Smith, for heaven's sake? Dr. Smith?
Down here, Mother. Everything is in exceedingly excellent order. Please adjust the tap to the on position.
Don't do it, Mrs. P. I beg you, don't do it. It'll be your last act.
Is it running clean and warm and with fluidity, madam?
Oh, dear. What? Wait a minute, Dr. Smith. Yes, Dr. Smith, it's real fine. It's fine.
Any tea leaves, madam?
No, Dr. Smith. Clean as a whistle. And warm as a summer rain.
And the juice of the orange, madam? Has the juice of the orange ceased to flow?
Yes, Dr. Smith. Water as clear as a mountain stream.
Well, I am so glad to be of obedient service. Mr. Glickstein, are you being well? You are looking a little discolored about the countenance.
Yeah, well, the joke is, so are you.
Oh, a colored gentleman with a black face. Oh, that is so highly amusing, is it not? We are brothers now, Mr. Glickstein. Oh.
Quiet! Oh, it's you, Mrs. Smedley.
Yes. Oh, such a tiring day, Mrs. P. Such a day. I'm exhausted. It was those dreams last night. I wasn't really rested.
Why not take a nap now, Mrs. Smedley? Whenever I feel like that, I just flop down and take a nap.
Yes, I think I will, Mrs. P. I think I will. Oh, but dear, I do hope I don't have nightmares again.
Begging your most humble pardon, I am deploring my intrusion, but I am overhearing your anxieties. Nightmares?
This is Dr. Smith, next to you in 404, Mrs. Smedley.
Genuflections and felicitations, madam. But you are suffering from visitations in the night, are you not?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, I had the most unpleasant dreams last night.
Tell me, madam, what are the nightmares that intrude on your well-being?
They're snakes in the night.
Oh, my goodness me. Hallucinations and visions of purgatory. Oh, it is, I fear, unlikely that I can become of assistance. It is indeed a Western nocturnalism. Easterners are never dreaming of snakes. Oh, no. We are being too much Puritans. It is not inherent in our abstemious morality.
Morality? What have snakes got to do with...
Please, Dr. Smith, please try.
Very well, I am contemplating. I am putting on my cap of thinking.
But, Dr. Smith, why are you lying on the floor?
It is the custom of my country. It's the Eastern mystical way of examining a magnitudinous problem. I am approaching it from the roots of grass level. As the light shines into the cells of my brain mind and opens the doors to discovery, I will slowly be rising.
Oh, isn't that just remarkable, Mrs. P? It's like getting to the bottom of things.
Bottom? Oh, I'm begging your pardon, so humbly. I will turn my back.
Yes, look, it's working. He's coming up. He's almost halfway. He stopped.
Do you have it, Dr. Smith?
I am what you might say, having it. In all humility and self-effacement, I can truthfully say I have uncovered half the solution. Shall I deliver it now, or will you await my final deliberation?
Well, isn't it kind of uncomfortable, all bent up like that?
Glorification and planets collide. No, indeed, Mrs. P. I'm exceedingly used to such hardships.
But, Dr. Smith, my nightmares...
What about them?
Oh, please, you must not be having such emotions, madam. I am coming on the rise. Hey, presto, or sesame, I have it.
You do?
Oh, yes, of course, yes, of course, yes. We Easterners are all the time knowing the deep psychology of the minds and the souls. We are penetrating the inner recesses of the unconscious to be uncovering the mysteries of our existence. But you of the great North American continent, you are the ones who are everlastingly turning our theorizations into factualities. Oh, jollification and bells ringing in the chapel on the hill. What a happy partnership between East and West, the old and the new.
Yes, yes, Dr. Smith, the solution, please.
The solution? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Made simple by the wonder of your industrial growing pangs. A marvel of gastronomical medicine, Mrs. Medley. A Wedgwood China cup of steaming hot chocolate every night of the 7th. I promise you will have night of blissful, continuous, and life-everlasting dreamless sleep.
Oh, Dr. Smith, isn't he remarkable, Mrs. Pete?
He sure is that as well.
Oh, no. From my humble heart, just a gentle pulling aside of the curtains of knowledge should let into your lives the bountiful gifts your titans of industry are daily bestowing on your person.
Oh, Mrs. P, the bathwater. The little guy's a genius. What did he do to the boiler?
Oh, nothing much. Just blew it up.
Well, it sure did the trick. You have to hand it to these orientalized...
Quiet, Glickstein! Oh,
my goodness. What can I do for you, officer?
Good day, madam. I am from the Department of Immigration, and they're looking for Mr. Smith. Do you have a Mr. Smith here, or Mr. A.B. Smith?
It is I who am present. I am coming swiftly at the excellent pronouncement of my name. I am A.B. Smith, but please, Captain, Dr. Smith, if it doesn't offend your sense of democracy.
Yes. Well, sir, I'm here from the Department of Immigration, and it seems that you entered this country illegally.
Heavens no, officer. Not the doctor.
Oh, come on, officer. Don't be ridiculous.
I'm afraid so, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, men on moon playing harps and accordions. It is not with an essence of truth. It is an unmitigated falsification and a lie. I am absolutely legal. I am being the most legitimated immigrant ever to set heel and soul in the new world. I am Dr. A.B. Smith.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but you'd better come along to the department and sort it out there.
But it is impossible, I do declare. I am ready to plant my roots in your fertility soil and grow tall under the maple leaf forever. God save the Queen. I am to be a most desirable citizen, I am promising.
Yes, well, let's just take a look at your papers, shall we?
Hey, what's going on?
He wants to take the doc away.
Take him away? Take him away where? He's not dangerous.
He deplores that I am illegal immigrant, and I protest I have come by boat and paid my full passage by my entire self. Look, I am having my ticket for public scrutinization.
Oh, my dear, what a terrible noise. I was wafting along in a deep, sublime sleep when... Oh, such a noise. What is it? What's happened?
Well, they want to take the doc away. They say he's illegal.
Take him away? Oh, you can't do that, officer.
All right.
It's a nightmare.
All right.
Now, look here, officer. This man is a Canadian accent.
Now, just a minute.
Quiet. He's the greatest fixer ever to sail up the St. Lawrence.
All right.
He fixes boilers. He fixes nightmares.
Just a minute.
If you would just let me speak. It's not him. There's no problem. It's the wrong Smith. His papers are okay. Why didn't you tell me you had an E on the end of your name?
Oh, but Captain, it is my father's E. It is a totally unpronounceable E. If I could pronounce my E, I would not be me. I would be Catastrophe Smithy, which is totally erroneous. Oh, Blacksmithy. Oh, no. I am Smith as in silence.
Yes. Well, okay, folks, that wraps it up. Welcome to Canada, Dr. Smith.
Oh, exceeding joys unbounded. It is the decision of celestial choirs conducted by Her Gracious Majesty Queen Victoria, Empress of India, before partition, Queen of the Dominions and Colonies prior to the Commonwealth.
Okay, Doc. You can stop saluting. He's gone. Hey, what's that awful smell?
Smell? Oh, perturbations and moon rocks from Mars. It is my curry and ketchup. It is boiling all over my caftan. I must go quick as a whip falling off the wall.
What did he say?
That was part one of The Immigrant by Alan Brown. Dr. A.B. Smith was played by Alan King, Mrs. Pilling by Eileen Clifford, Glickstein by Ted Ziegler, Miss Glassbody by Joan Blackman, Miss Smedley by Pat Arthurs, and The Policeman by Peter Cullen. The music was composed and played by Gerald Wheeler. The Immigrant was produced by Earl Pennington and made available to this station by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.